You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on July 30th, 2026. And this week, we're talking about the Sabbath law and whether or not that is something that Christians should keep today. And if not, are there any principles from it that will help us in our service to Christ? We're going to discuss that in today's episode. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-30-26. Now for our discussion this week. Last week, I was away at camp. Every year, at least for the last 6 years, I have volunteered at Camp Noah, and as always, it was a great week. Now, it was certainly not a week of rest, but it was much different from my regular weekly routine, and so it led me to think about this idea of rest, what the Bible says about it, and the concept of the Sabbath for Christians today. So there are a few points that I want us to consider. Number one is what the Bible says about the Sabbath law. The law of the Sabbath contained a requirement for people to rest on the seventh day of the week. This was part of the Ten Commandments, where it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you." Later, when the Lord gave a list of the religious holy days and festivals that the people were to observe, that was the first one. The Sabbath law was the first one that was mentioned. "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, the Lord's appointed times which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed times are these. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings." And this law that told them to rest on the seventh day and not do any work, that was to be taken seriously. There was a severe penalty for breaking the Sabbath law. In Numbers chapter 15, there was a man who was put to death for working on the Sabbath. So this was not just a suggestion or a good idea that might help them. This was something that they had to do. And this Sabbath law, the reason why they were to work 6 days and rest the seventh day, was because it was based upon God's work in creation. And this reason is given when the law about the Sabbath was given in the Ten Commandments. "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." And this is recorded in the creation account as well in Genesis chapter 2. "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." So one of the reasons for keeping the Sabbath law was to remind them of God's power and provision in creation. But also, the Sabbath was given to the Jewish people. And this is an important point that many people overlook today. Even many religious people, they overlook this point. But Exodus 31 makes this clear. It says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, but as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall surely observe my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Therefore you are to observe the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. So the sons of Israel shall observe the Sabbath, to celebrate the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but on the seventh day he ceased from labor and was refreshed." Very clearly, this was for the sons of Israel. It was not intended for everyone. It is similar in that way to the sign of circumcision that was given to Abraham and his descendants. God said further to Abraham, "Now as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised." Both of these laws, the Sabbath and about circumcision, they were in effect for a certain time and for a particular group of people. But the Sabbath law was not part of the new covenant. It is never commanded of Christians living under the new covenant that they are to observe this. Again, it is like circumcision that was necessary for a time, but no longer. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." Like the rest of the old law, it has been nailed to the cross, as Colossians 2:14 says, and is not a requirement for us today. The second point I want us to notice is that there are benefits of rest. Even though the Sabbath law is not in force for Christians today, that does not mean that rest is unnecessary or unhelpful. There are several benefits that we gain when we take time to rest. First, rest helps us recover from a day of work. The wise man talked about this in the book of Ecclesiastes. "The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep." Sleep after a full day of work was good because it helped the working man recover and be ready for the next day. And second, sleep helps us recover from illness. After it was reported that Lazarus was sick, Jesus told his disciples that he was asleep, but they didn't understand what he meant. John 11:12 says, "The disciples then said to him, 'Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover.'" Jesus' point was that Lazarus had died. The disciples missed that. But the disciples did understand the principle that rest is beneficial for one who is sick because it can help their recovery. This is why Paul left one of his companions as he traveled. As 2 Timothy 4:20 says, he left Trophimus sick in Miletus. The hope was that if he stayed there and got rested up, he would recover. Interestingly, Paul did not perform a miracle to heal him. Miracles were performed for other reasons, not just for whenever they wanted to do them. But third, rest helps us from becoming burned out. And that's a term that we hear about a lot in our busy and fast-paced culture that we live in. But at one point, the disciples of Jesus were so busy that they had no time for themselves. In Mark chapter 6, he said to them, Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." As the one who created us, Jesus understood that we need rest. Those disciples needed rest. We need rest as well. We cannot work all the time without it negatively impacting us. But now, as we think about this idea of the Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week. They worked 6 days. They rested on the seventh. There's a principle in there for us to learn from, and that is this. Work comes before rest. Some in our society have started to push back against the common practice of one working for years and then retiring and enjoying life in their old age. After completing school, many young people want to enjoy life now rather than when they are older. So they want to put off working now and they'll expect to do that later. But there are problems with this, and more than just about the fact that life is uncertain, because what if you become sick or injured and cannot work later? Then what are you going to do? But that's not the only issue here. There's a principle found in Revelation 14 and verse 13 that says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.' 'Yes,' says the Spirit, 'so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them.'" In speaking about the reward of rest in heaven, the Spirit clearly indicated that rest followed the work that was done by those saints. They could enjoy the reward of heaven after they spent their life serving the Lord. And incidentally, this is much better than the concept of earthly retirement, where someone works for 50 years or so and enjoys retirement for maybe 10 years. We serve the Lord throughout our short earthly life. and then enjoy the blessings of heaven for eternity. But remember the principle of Lamentations 3:27. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. God designed us and knows what is best for us. Many young people want to delay work and enjoy life while they're young. But that is not God's design. God expects us to use the strength and health that we have in our youth to work and prepare for the future, not to sit back and plan to work later when it is really more likely that our strength and health will begin to fail. Another point we need to remember about the Sabbath and the principles in it that apply for us today is that there is work for each day. Jesus told his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." But also Paul the apostle wrote, "For when we were with you, we used to give you this order, if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either." Now, those statements do not contradict one another. We are to pray to God for our daily bread, but also work for ourselves as we are able in order to acquire that blessing. There is work for us to do each day because we need to eat each day. Even when the Sabbath law was in force, the Israelites were expected to gather twice as much on the sixth day. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." Then later in that chapter, it says, "Now on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each one. When all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, then he said to them, 'This is what the Lord meant. Tomorrow is a Sabbath observance, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over put aside to be kept until morning.'" In other words, they did 7 days of labor in 6 days. Their responsibilities still had to be met, and the same is true today. So if a Christian wants to take a day of rest each week, that's great. But we still need to do the work for that day. A day of rest is a blessing that follows work, not an entitlement that you receive just for existing. So in summary, the Sabbath law is not binding on Christians today, but there is still a need to rest. We cannot work all of the time. Otherwise, we would burn out. But we do need to work diligently while we are able to do so. And as we do this, we look forward to the reward of heaven where we will be with the Lord for eternity and have rest from our labors. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/07-30-26. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or to share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch us on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you're interested in seeing the script for this episode, that will be available on Substack. You can check that out as it's linked in the show notes. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.